first person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Bahia Brunel wrote this piece in homage of Miss Chavez.
My third grade teacher was known as Miss Chavez, but I'm sure that if she were alive today, she would insist on being called Ms. instead. It was 1958 when every man was a Mr., while every woman, depending on her marital status, was a Miss or a Mrs. Confident, focused, and fiercely independent, Ms. Chavez was an inspiration to us rebel girls, who later in the 1960s and 70s would be burning our bras, reading feminist publications, and marching together as we demanded equal rights for all. I remember the commanding presence of this eagle-eyed, raven-haired matriarch who could motivate a group of eight-year-olds to use their best penmanship to copy a tuna casserole recipe that her crimson lips were dictating. The assignment was in preparation for a field trip to San Pedro Harbor, where our class would get to witness a day in the life of a commercial fisherman. That memorable day was soon followed by an event that would forever warm my heart. Hospitalized for a surgical procedure, I missed over a week of school. During my stay in the hospital, I was less concerned about the surgery itself and more concerned about being forgotten by my friends. The day after my operation, my parents brought me a huge box overflowing with wellness wishes from my teacher and classmates. Thank you, Ms. Chavez. Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Bahia Brunel is an author, musician, artist, and teacher living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.